You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we're speaking with Katrina Frill, once again, the CEO at Refresh Your Thinking, that provides training and coaching for entrepreneurs with her world-renowned signature program, a two-day leadership management masterclass. Katrina, always great to have you, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
My pleasure.
So, Katrina, tell us, how do you recommend we refresh our leadership performance as an entrepreneur these days?
Well, I sit in the people piece. So when I speak to entrepreneurs around the world, their main headache and what keeps them up at night is essentially the people piece. So they're having staffing issues for a number of reasons. And when I go into the businesses, I realize that most of the issues are caused by the entrepreneur themselves. And I think that's quite shocking that they don't want to look at themselves as much as we'd like them to. So over the last sort of decade or so, I like to make leadership management performance training, as it were, more fun, more stimulating, more exciting for them, so that the way I kind of do it is get them to look at themselves in the first day, and then in the second day we apply all that to others so that they can have a big awakening on the first day personally and professionally, and then they're able to apply everything that they've learnt to others and be able to read others really much, much, much easier. Yeah.
So, Katrina, what do we need to do to develop high-performing self-managing teams? Get into some of those details.
Well, there's I break it up into two parts. So the first part is characteristics of a high-performance team. So we go into the entrepreneur's business and we look at their shared goals and we find out what does the team really want to accomplish. And then the second part to that is making sure that they've got some clear roles so that the staff know what are their responsibilities really clearly, so that they know when they've overperformed or underperformed. And then the third thing we look at is efficient processes. So we have a look at how are they making decisions, how are they communicating, what do their meetings look like, and how are they evaluating their performance. And then the final part of high-performance teams is looking at the relationships and making sure that they're as strong as possible. And we initially look at the quality of the interactions they're having, and we look for conflict, we look for feelings, attitudes and emotions. We look at the values they have and whether everyone's living the values or whether, they are falling short. And then, part of that is all making sure that everyone trusts each other. So that's the characteristics of high-performance teams. And then we flip that and say, okay, we've looked at all of that part. We want to become high-performing. But at the same time, we'd really love it if we could become self-managing. So there's some key responsibilities that we need to look at if we're going to build a self-managing team. And there's actually 11 things to look at. And I'll provide these lists to the listeners. They simply just need to email me and I'll send it straight over so that they can start to evaluate their own businesses and how they're stacking up against these. But in a quick nutshell, the key responsibilities of a self-managing team is, one, how are they scheduling things? Number two, how are they allocating resources? We look at managing performance against budget. We look at the key decision making that's going on. We look at how do they coordinate with each other? How are they liaising with clients? How are the reporting to management? How is that all working? Who is accountable for what? And how's that all looking in terms of performance? And number nine is problem resolution, and how is, you know, conflict and problems resolved? And then we have a look at managing and improving some internal processes, and that particular one is often ongoing. You want to constantly improve and innovate and just get faster and faster at doing what you're doing. And then the final one is we develop and implement ways to improve the workflow and make sure that the quality of the output is at the highest level. So, yeah, they're the two things I work off of, and that's what we do our audit of the organisation on, is one side the high-performing team bit, and then the other bit is the self-managing teams. And once we've got that audit done and dusted, we can start to look at what's got the biggest holes, the biggest gaps, and then we focus our attention on that in the next 90 days. Yeah. How does that sound, Eric?
I think it sounds great. Good stuff there. Now, why do entrepreneurs seem to struggle with the staff issue, or as you call it, the people piece?
Well, I think entrepreneurs have a love of business, and they have often a real love of their technical area that they're involved with, their industry or whatever they're innovating, whatever they're disrupting. And there's been a real focus on their business skills and their technical skills. And I find that the piece that they've missed is when they start to ramp up and want to grow a bigger business, they don't really know how to manage people and how to inspire people and how to galvanize people to their vision and things like that. So they were fine when they were solopreneurs. But once they start to ramp up and put in their first VA or start to build a VA team or get a PA or an EA working alongside them as a strategic partner, and then they start to put in, you know, management. They might, you know, put in a general manager. They might have to put in, you know, teams of people in different departments. Just the usual sort of ramping up phase of a growth company. And if you don't tackle that people piece really early on, what happens is you end up building a house of cards. And just as your growth starts to, go into that real growth phase, the house of cards falls over and they blame the people, and they blame how stupid they were and how they never knew what to do, and they weren't, that it was them, it was them, it was them. And in fact, it was the way they were inducted. It was the way they were trained. It was the way they were communicated to. We've got to set people up for success. We don't want to set them up for failure. Nobody wakes up in the morning going, oh, I can't wait to fail today. Oh, I can't wait to do badly in my role. That's just not the way humans work. We want to set them up for success. And so some of the key things that you need to learn as an entrepreneur is the people piece and respect it accordingly. So, people like me are around to make that transition over into the people piece as a valuable conversation. We're here to make that easier. So, yeah.
Today, once again, we're speaking with Katrina Frill, CEO at Refresh Your Thinking, that provides training and coaching for entrepreneurs with her world-renowned signature program, a two-day leadership management masterclass here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, continuing on now, as a leader, CEO, founder, director, manager, or whatever we call ourselves, how is leadership different from management?
Well, everybody is a self-leader and everyone is self-managing. It's just to what degree are they self-leading and self-managing. So the difference with leadership is that it's a bigger picture. It's looking at the big picture. And so leadership is all about vision and mission and values and major strategies and long-term vision and big picture point of view. And so whenever anything's big picture, whenever anything's strategy, that's all the leadership piece. And then you come over and look at the management piece. The management piece is day-to-day, more short-term goals. What are we doing today? What do we need to be working on today? So priority management, et cetera. So that's the way I like to think about it, is leadership is long-term and management is day-to-day. And I think entrepreneurs tend to need to do both really well. And the people piece is definitely situated in both. So when I train teams of people, teams of executives or teams of middle management or teams of staff, we look at their self-leadership first, and we get them to look at, you know, their vision for their role, their mission that they want to achieve, what's their long-term goal. And then we get them to look at their self-management and what are they doing day to day? What could they improve today? What's the next step for them in their role? So we can look at this in a micro or a macro way. It doesn't really matter. As long as everybody is doing it inside an organisation, you're setting it up for a high-performance, self-managing type of team. And that's really the ultimate in any business. That's kind of what we all want. It's just very few actually arrive there, and it's usually because of the people piece.
Lastly, Katrina, what is your number one tip for entrepreneurs to remember about engagement and keeping staff focused, motivated, productive, and happy to come into work every day to perform their role?
Number one tip is to understand that we really want to understand that it's not up to us to get people to focus or be motivated or productive. It has to come from inside of them. And so one of the things that I advocate for is that we do an inside-out approach so that staff understand how they work, how they learn, how do they self-motivate, how do they stay productive, what are some of the tips and tricks that they can understand about themselves, get really self-aware, and know how to make themselves happy every day. It's not up to the organisation to deliver that. It's up to the staff, the people, to understand how to do that for themselves. And so I work with the individuals to make sure that they can do that, and then I work with the entrepreneurs to manage expectations for themselves so that they know how to get people to be more self-aware, and entrepreneurs need to know how to help the staff get more self-aware and productive within themselves. We really can't be cracking a whip anymore. Those days are over. Hierarchical, old school management is over. Do it because I said so. All that's gone, finished. Next generation require a leader to be somebody that they can learn from every single day, someone that they can look up to, someone who's a role model. And staff today really want to know that what is said on their website and what is said in their HR pages around their values is actually the reality when they get in there, whereas about 80% of the time it's actually not. It's doesn't live up to what the marketing says. So it's really sad, and entrepreneurs need to be aware of that, because now staff have a voice and there's places to go to tell others about what it's like to work there. So it's really important that entrepreneurs are really transparent, and there's a whole long list of key competencies that, again, I can send out to you. If you're interested, just send me an email and I'll get these three templates over to you. But one, this last one is the key competencies. So, yeah, happy to pass that on so you understand, you know, as an entrepreneur, what are some of the key competencies that you want in your people and also what you want to be working on yourself. Thank you so much for having me, Eric.
And it is certainly always our pleasure, Katrina, each and every time. Thanks so much for joining us here today. Before you go, where can listeners get further details on Refresh Your Thinking and your two-day Leadership Management Masterclass?
On the website refreshyourthinking.com.au, yes, I'm Australian. I'm based in Sydney, but I like to think that I work globally. So, yeah, they can just head off to that website and have a look at what's there, and get my email, Katrina at refreshyourthinking.com.au. That's Katrina with an E. at refreshyourthinking.com.au, and I'll send over the three templates I've promised today. And I'd love to offer everybody that's listening a free leadership performance review. We can talk over the phone for an hour about your teams and your issues with staff and you know, learning and development in general, and happy to provide that free of charge to any entrepreneur that's as part of your listening group. Thanks, Eri.
And you're more than welcome, and you certainly can't beat that offer. Again, Katrina, thanks so much for joining us here today, and look forward to our next conversation right here on Enterprise Radio. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
We've been speaking with Katrina Frill, the CEO at Refresh Your Thinking, that provides training and coaching for entrepreneurs with her world-renowned signature program, a two-day leadership management masterclass. And for all the details, simply visit refreshyourthinking.com.au. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.